Common public carriers. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a common carrier as transportation available to the public that does not provide special treatment to any one party and is regulated in regard to the rates charged, the liability assumed, and the service provided. In the United States, a common carrier must obtain a certificate of public convenience and necessity from the U.S. Federal Trade Commission for interstate traffic. The opposite of a common carrier is a private carrier. Public carrier, or simply carrier, is a term used in continental Europe and elsewhere that is the functional equivalent of a common carrier. However, it confused the issue. In the UK, a public carrier refers to a contract carrier defined elsewhere, not a common carrier. The remainder of this discussion uses the term common carrier. Common carriers perform the bulk of shipping as they form the basis of public commercial transportation and are used extensively in most logistics systems. Common carriers operate in the public interest. Granted the authority to enter the market by a country's federal government, they are also subject to the greatest amount of regulation governing rates and the scope of their service. Government licensing and regulatory restrictions are designed to guarantee that the economy will not suffer from a lack of commercial transportation at reasonable rates. While such regulation ensures logistics managers that carriers will be available for their products and within their geographic markets, it also means that managers must understand the relevant regulations and take their effects into account when selecting modes of transport and types of carriers. Common carriers operate on established routes and follow established schedules. Use of a common carrier means that the cargo for other customers may share space on the same vehicle. Common carriers may provide various modalities of transport. Regulation of common carriers governs public service, liability, discrimination, and rates. Public service. Common carriers may be licensed to carry all types of goods or only certain types, household goods, computers, etc., depending upon their capabilities. Within the scope of its license, the common carrier must transport whatever goods are offered to it and deliver the goods to any point within its designated territory. Assumption of liability. Common carriers assume the risks inherent in transport, a definite benefit for the shipping company. The carrier is responsible for any damage, loss, or delays that occur while the goods are in its custody, with certain exceptions, such as inherent product defects and acts of God, public enemies, criminals, terrorists, etc., or the shipper itself. No discrimination. Common carriers are required to take all legitimate business within the scope of their licenses, even at a loss. They may not discriminate among shippers, products, or places by charging different rates or providing different levels of service. There is some flexibility for varying rates in line with differences in the costs of doing business. Common carriers in the trucking sector generally specialize in either full truckload or less than truckload carriage. Reasonable rates. Common carriers must publish their rates, and the rates must not be too high, thus limiting shippers, or too low, thus endangering the carriers.